Better Broadband for Better Health, published March 17, 2021. Key points. Broadband access is increasingly seen as a super determinant of health, affecting not only healthcare delivery, but educational and employment opportunities. Furthermore, investing in broadband infrastructure has been directly linked to rapid economic growth. When it comes to the treatment of substance use disorder, or SUD, telehealth directly addresses the most common access barriers faced by rural patients. This is a crucial strategy for reducing healthcare spending, as every $1 spent on evidence-based treatment for SUD saves $12 in healthcare and criminal justice costs. However, telehealth is not being utilized in rural areas as much as it could be, due to a lack of broadband internet access and affordability. Approximately 500,000 Tennesseans, mostly in rural areas, lack access to broadband, and it is estimated that 61 of the 95 counties in Tennessee need to improve their infrastructure in order to provide sufficient speeds to handle telehealth. At least 160,000 homes in these underserved areas are not currently eligible for federal funding. The Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act of 2017 established a grant program to streamline the development of broadband infrastructure in these areas, but funding is still short of the estimated need. For fiscal year 2021, Governor Bill Lee has proposed increasing the state's broadband development budget from $15 million to $200 million. This funding would significantly kickstart the development of broadband infrastructure across the state, particularly in these underserved rural areas. Broadband internet is defined by the FCC as download speeds of 25 megabytes per second or more and upload speeds of 3 megabytes per second or more, which can be annotated as 25/3 service. Thus, 10/1 service, a category pertaining to federal funding that will be discussed later, refers to download speeds of 10 megabytes per second and upload speeds of 1 megabyte per second. A quick note on telehealth. Telehealth is the fastest-growing method of healthcare delivery in the United States, and its usage has increased even faster due to expanded regulatory permissions in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Telehealth improves access to care by eliminating physical distance as a barrier, it addresses the rural provider shortage for both primary and specialty care, and it is associated with better healthcare outcomes, high patient satisfaction, and lower healthcare costs. Barriers to broadband expansion. Expanding broadband access in rural areas is difficult. Geographic barriers such as hills and valleys interfere with signal strength and make it more expensive to lay and maintain cable. Furthermore, with fewer potential customers per mile of cable and less than 40% of rural Tennesseans voicing a willingness to pay for a subscription under current prices, internet service providers, or ISPs, have expressed concerns over low return on investment for expanding broadband to underserved areas. Demand for broadband is nevertheless high. A recent study of rural Tennesseans with the average yearly full-time income of $25,000 a year were willing to travel up to 20 miles to a library to use the broadband connection for research, work, and educational purposes such as helping children with schoolwork and their own personal advancement. This demonstrates a desire for faster internet speeds. The only limiting factor is that there is not currently sufficient internet infrastructure for households at this income level to justify subscribing at current market prices. Nevertheless, the demand for 25/3 service is indeed high. Efforts to improve broadband access. The FCC's Connect America Fund provides federal grant money to improve broadband infrastructure in underserved areas by awarding it to areas where ISPs are capable of providing at least 10/1 service. However, due to a lack of local ISPs with this capability in numerous areas, the Tennessee Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations, TACIR, found that about 160,000 homes were not eligible for these funds. TACIR concluded that it would cost between $125 and $799 million to establish broadband access for these underserved communities that do not qualify for federal funding. That same year, the Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act passed, establishing a partnership with the State Library and Archives to provide grant money to areas that successfully apply to be certified as, quote, broadband-ready communities. This bill also streamlines the application process and permits electric cooperatives to provide internet service as opposed to the ISP acting alone. These cooperatives are eligible for grant money that can reduce up to half the cost to ISPs for laying the, quote, final mile of cable. The final mile is what is known as the most expensive and difficult aspect to broadband infrastructure development. So, as a whole, these cooperatives significantly alleviate concerns over low return on investment. The program has had a strong start. $45 million in grants were raised in the first 3 years of this program, but this is still far short of the need estimated by TACIR. In 2020, Governor Lee awarded $61 million to multiple broadband providers using money administered from the federal government in response to the pandemic. For the 2021-2022 state budget, Governor Lee has proposed a non-recurring increase to broadband development from $15 million to $200 million. Quote, "Whether it's running a small business, accessing virtual learning, or accessing healthcare via telemedicine, slow internet speeds have many in rural Tennessee left at a disadvantage," he said in his third State of the State address, identifying key social determinants of health affected by broadband accessibility. Quote, "A significant one-time investment, combined with significant private investment, will get broadband to just about every community in Tennessee, and tonight, that's exactly what I'm proposing," end quote. The success of Hamilton County. Chattanooga became the first city in the United States to provide public broadband internet to all of its residents in 2010. With a loan of $169 million and a $111 million grant from the federal government, Chattanooga's Electronic Power Board, or EPB, laid the necessary fiber optic infrastructure. In order to break even on the investment, EPB would need 42,000 internet subscribers. By 2016, they had 83,000. An independent study by UT found that between 2011 to 2015, the broadband infrastructure was directly responsible for approximately $1 billion of economic growth, including the creation of up to 5,200 new jobs. These returns far outstripped investments at a faster rate than expected. It has also improved competition, with Comcast and Telecom now offering faster speeds and better prices across Hamilton County. And while not every community needs a public fiber optic network as the means to create broadband infrastructure, it is clear that investing in the infrastructure leads to significant economic returns and subsequent growth. In 1954, President Eisenhower announced that he would cancel a planned decrease to the gas tax so that $225 million could be added to the budget for the federal highway program. 35 years and almost $468 billion later, Eisenhower's dream of a mighty network of highways was completed, facilitating $15 trillion worth of freight. Investing in broadband in the 21st century is equivalent to building our national interstate highway infrastructure in the 20th. It is vital to the future strength of the economy, creates jobs, and brings significant benefits to rural communities. The Substance Misuse and Addiction Resource for Tennessee, or SMART Policy Network, was created in 2020. The SMART Policy Network provides a forum for policymakers and addiction experts from across the state to examine policies that will improve the health and welfare of Tennesseans who suffer from substance use disorder. For more of our publications and data visualizations, please visit our website at smart.tennessee.edu. Thank you for listening.